John Brennan is a mute, and he got the amber light from Biden, and he ran with it. He made a lot of mistakes. Most importantly, he worked with our foreign allies to try to set up Trump. And, you know, this has filtered down into all of the Trump family. This was a Biden operation like no other against a candidate who was not expected to win, but they wanted to make sure that they destroyed him before he had the opportunity to do so.
Why is it you think that when we hear about these meetings, when we hear about Spygate, the focus is so much placed, of course, on John Brennan because he had an operational role, Comey later because of the FISA process. Why is it that Biden hasn't really been brought into the story at this point?
I don't know. Very often, powerful people with that much experience and background in the intelligence field are able to provide people like Brennan and Lynch, who, you know, committed crimes, but provide or make them scapegoats.
Another person at the meetings that would have been there as a statutory member, of course, would be the Secretary of State. This is John Kerry. What role did John Kerry play, and what was his relationship with Biden during this?
John Kerry allowed Jonathan Weiner and Sidney Blumenthal to provide Christopher Steele entree into the State Department. But John Kerry was deathly afraid of Joe Biden for whatever reason. And Joe Biden carried a lot of power.